superstars. It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live. Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1. The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. 603. August 25th, how you doing? Chris Fade hanging out with you. Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi, Eddie, Nala, we're all here hanging out, which is great. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are we all?
I am so excited to hear about your experience yesterday. That's what I'm excited about.
You want to know what I had for lunch, right? I had a chicken salad with some tomato and just a little bit of lettuce.
How many tomatoes were there? That's what I've been dying to know.
Not a lot, pretty. Not a lot.
Oh, that's good. Good.
Acidic now, in it.
Tomatoes are acidic, actually. Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I had the honor of hosting the official press conference for the AIM Dubai.
So cool.
Which was pretty amazing. And I went on the AIM Dubai after these years of seeing it being built and seeing it going in, and oh man, it actually was remarkable. It is fairly breathtaking once you get in there.
Yep.
So we're actually going to be joined by Ron Drake, who's the GM of the AIM Dubai.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
He'll be joining us on at 7:50. Just after 8 this morning, the Mountain from the Game of Thrones is hanging out with us in the studio.
How cool is that?
Former World's Strongest Man. And now I think he's getting into a fight very soon. He's getting into boxing.
Yep.
I think he's already had a few fights under his belt. So that's going to be interesting. So we've got a big show lined up. A few guests coming in as well, which is great to see after many, many years. We don't get as many guests coming into the studio with the pandemic, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
We've got to take all these precautions. Our guests have to have PCR tests before coming in and all that. So it's good that the Mountain is joining us in studio. Anything else you want to add?
Anything else? No, not really.
Had one of those mornings where I got up and just things took extra long. Everything just took me extra long to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you didn't mean for it. It just kind of happened, right?
Yeah, just everything was like 3 or 4 minutes late. So by the time I think I may have got a speeding ticket on the way to work,
Oh, no.
I was going 120 on Sheikh Zayed Road.
No, that's fine.
I don't know.
No, if it's 120, like 1 or something, you get a ticket.
Yeah, maybe I was 121. I try to keep it under that 120 mark, and then it... I don't know if it flashed me or flashed the guy going on the other side.
Oh, you never know.
119, cruise control. There you go.
It was, I usually do actually 115. I usually do throw 115 cruise control and I just cruise in. But
yeah.
I wanted to get on my 5 minutes of being late walking out the door. But we're here. We're ready to go. Who's up and about? Would love to talk to you. Tell us about your life. Maybe you're on the way to work as well. Speeding, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Maybe you're on the way to work, whatever it is. I'd love to talk to you this morning. 04871-5544. This is the time of the show where we get to find out about you and what you're up to in your life. 04871-5544.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Yo, is this Red? Hello, Red.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing today?
My man, you were a color. Is that the name? Is your name really Red?
No, that's my nickname.
What? Oh, okay.
So what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Danray.
Danray. Dan Red. Is that is that how you got the name Red? Dan Red, like Red?
Danray. No, Red.
Danray.
Yeah.
Where are you from, man?
From Philippines.
Okay, and what are you doing? 6:10, what are you doing up already?
Right now I'm going to a basketball court. I want to play basketball with my friends.
So early.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, I want to play ball at this time. I'd love to come down and play ball with you right now. Where do you play at?
Come on. Yeah, here in our basketball court here in Almutina, Dera.
Man, that's so cool. I was playing a bit of ball yesterday, actually. I play down at this place called Champs, right?
Yeah. Ooh.
It's in Al-Quds. It's a great gym. And the guy that owns it is Fadi Al-Khatib, which is one of the greatest basketball players that the Middle East has ever had.
Wow.
Red, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard about Fadi before, but he was to the point where, like, he was going to make the NBA. He was offered. He was offered to play the NBA, but because of political stuff that was going on in sort of Lebanon at the time and all that, he couldn't make his way over.
Wow.
Could you imagine that?
That's insane.
Yeah. So I occasionally play one on one against Fadi.
Oh my gosh.
And. When you read, I don't know if you've ever played against an actual professional basketball player.
Yeah.
You realize that your game is so bad, and any thought, any thought in the back of your head thinking to yourself, I could probably, like, if I trained really hard, I could probably make it into the pro league, is completely extinguished because as soon as you're up against a pro, and and he's I think 40, he's 42 now and he's retired. He did not miss a shot. Every shot he takes, he basically gets in. And his body alone, he's like 6'8". He just barges over you. 6'9", just barges over you.
There's he could just walk and beat you.
It's no chance.
Yeah.
So, Red, for you and I, you know, did you ever have a hope, a dream, possibly of playing for, like, the Filipino national team?
No, no, no. Because I'm also... I'm just a natural player.
Right? So you don't, you know, like I had when I was younger, NBA was like I was playing for the Charlotte Hornets. I already had that in my mind.
You were gonna what was gonna be your? Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, who was the little one? What was the
Muggsy Bogues? Yeah, like that's why. He played for the Charlotte Hornets. He was the smallest player in the NBA. So I figured that like I have a chance because I know I'm not tall.
You would be number 23. I'm assuming
23, of course. You know, take Jordan's number.
But it didn't happen.
Didn't happen. I ended up getting into a.
Well, maybe they should make another NBA league for like another age set.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying. Like imagine.
I would still not make that either. You get all the ex NBA players just continuing to play like Fadi.
That's
what would happen. Red, have a great morning. Do a little bit of stretching, mate. Don't break an ankle or anything like that, okay?
Yeah, man. All Thank you very much, man.
Hit a three for me. When you hit a three, tell them it's for me, okay?
Yep, my present is for you, guy.
Yeah, legend.
Chris, that's unfair. You know it.
When the X-Files music plays, it means Rossi's just disappeared. Oh, here he is. He's back in the studio now. Where were you? Disappeared, mate. We didn't know where you went.
Was that the first thing you just did then? Or
No, it wasn't. It was like the third thing.
Pretty, I was pretty on it.
Oh. Yeah.
Where did you
carry the watermelon?
You carried a watermelon.
Name the movie.
I carried a watermelon.
Name the movie.
Baby related?
Baby related. It is baby related.
Bridget Jones's baby.
No.
Is
her name was Baby.
Her name was Baby? What's Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
Why? What? Where does that line come from? I carried a baby.
When she first meets Patrick Swayze at the underground dance.
Listen, you know we had a meeting with a crazy Russian boss yesterday, and he said to us, "Keep it on point with our age demographics. We have to target the certain age demographic." Dirty Dancing is a movie from 1980. What, Rossi? Please don't bring up such movies such as this.
Sorry.
Does anyone know the movie? Look, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to ask someone if they know the word. No one's going to know the movie Dirty Dancing. It's too old.
It's a classic.
It's not our demo.
Dancing is a classic.
If you know the movie Dirty Dancing, please call me. No one's going to call. 04871-5544. Rossi, no one's going to know that movie.
I mean, that was from 1987. I remember reenacting it.
Don't put Baby in a corner.
1987?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's from 1987,
Why do I vividly remember it then?
Do you want me to tell you a... I haven't watched it. I mean,
you've not seen Dirty Dancing.
Just don't stop shouting, pretty. Okay, we've also got spoken about that with you. Stop shouting.
Oh, he's in that kind of mood today,
okay,
Rossi.
So let's keep it. Let's
good
keep
luck,
it calm.
Rossi.
I quite like it.
This is what I wanted to tell you. Did you know that 1980 and 2021, the years 1980 to now where we are 2021, are as far apart as 1980. And 1939. Can you believe
that? Wow.
That's not right.
The same years in difference between 1939 and 1980 is as 1980 as 2021.
That's insane.
Is that not insane?
That's insane.
Is that not insane?
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is unbelievable. Years they're flying. See, no one knows it. No one knows Dirty Dancing. Joel, you ever heard of this movie?
Of course, Chris. Come on. Who hasn't heard of Dirty Dancing?
Thank
it's
you.
It's a classic.
Thank you.
Patrick Swayze.
It's timeless, isn't it? It's timeless.
I heard that he did have the time of his life. That's the song, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, let's play it a little
bit. Play.
Whoa.
It's in the system, I think. It's in the system.
Why would it be in the system?
Because I think we've done something with
it. What was it? Time?
Time of my life. Yeah. Oh, no, that's the Pitbull version.
Sorry about this, Joel. How's your day going?
I got it.
See?
The time of my life.
And I never heard it from Pitbull.
And I swear.
Yes, it's true.
Okay, you put me on the spot.
Yeah. Rossi's just walking around with a carton of milk and a whole box of cereal right now around the office. What are you doing?
I'm just going to put the milk inside. You know, have you ever done that where you put the milk inside the bag, the cereal bag, and just eat the cereal?
No, you're going to pour the whole milk in the whole plastic bag that the cereal comes in.
And then just eat it throughout the show.
Doesn't it get a little soggy?
I want to be as big as the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I can't wait. The mountain from Game of Thrones, the world's strongest man. He's going to be in the studio just after 8 this morning.
Quick fact, when he was filming Game of Thrones, 8,000 calories a day.
8,000 calories a day?
He used to eat.
That's insane. That's like my intake for 2 weeks.
That's
like,
human.
What is happening here?
That's a human, I think. How many calories? This is really morbid.
No, stop yourself right now.
No.
What? In your life?
If you...
No, you want to know how many you need to consume and then you may just, like, die.
No. I just want to know if someone ate a whole human, how many calories is the whole human? Is that bad?
You're such a strange
how
human being.
How many calories?
I wouldn't like to be on a desert island with him.
How many calories is a human? Because you know what I mean? Like, because, you know, I was like, oh, wow, that's 8,000 calories. He could eat all of me. But then, like...
Yeah, like... Yeah.
As to all told, Colquhoun, the human body contains 125,000 calories. So, yeah, you wouldn't want to eat a whole human in a day. That'd be a lot. So that he would have to eat.
Right. You wouldn't want to eat a whole human.
14 humans, you know.
Well, he ate
8,000. He ate, like, maybe an arm.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just theoretically, hypothetically, guys. I'm just putting things in context. Don't be like, Chris is talking about cannibalism on the radio.
Wait for the Twitter.
Okay, I'm not, I promise you. All right, yeah, well, the mountain's going to be joining us from Game of Thrones in the studio. We can't wait for this, okay?
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got, Pretty Malik?
So Lil Nas X has a new job title to add to the resume, Chief Impact Officer at Taco Bell. Taco Bell is a fast food chain in the U.S. Used to exist here in Dubai, not anymore.
Why did they? It was at the Dubai Mall.
Yeah, it was so
Taco
good.
Taco Bell was so good.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I know.
I don't understand. No, but people didn't buy it?
No, it was always busy. Bring Taco Bell back. But anyways, what is happening?
I don't know, sir. My phone just went off.
The 22-year-old actually had his first job at a Taco Bell in high school. That was his first job ever. So life has come full circle for him. Mm. Basically, this is going to help him promote his debut album, Montero. They're going to be teaming up to do a bunch of cool things. I'm sure there'll be merch.
Cinnamon twist. That's what you want. That's the dessert from Taco Bell. What else you got for me?
The official trailer for Billie Eilish's concert film is here. Happier Than Ever, A Love Letter to Los Angeles is going to feature Billie performing her album at the Hollywood Bowl, and its animated elements as well. Have a listen.
It's a concert film, but it's also a story at the same time. This is my entire album from front to back in order.
I'm not your friend or anything.
That's live.
You
think that
so you're cool. The man. You know, the Hollywood Bowl is just down from like Hollywood, LA.
Yeah.
It's an awesome place to go watch a show. You can take your own food, like you take your own cooler and Esky and drinks, and you go sit in this. It looks like a bowl sort of feel.
Like an amphitheater type thing.
Yeah, it's just such an infamous place to play. Like if you play the Hollywood Bowl, you've sort of made it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's so cool for Billie Eilish.
Drops on Disney Plus on September 3rd. And finally, what songs did we stream the most this summer?
Mm.
Spotify has dropped their list of the songs of summer for 2021. Here are their top five.
Doja Cat. I just followed her on Instagram this morning, actually. I think I have a crush.
Oh, Lil Nas X, Montero. This is a song called Todo De Ti by Rao Alejandro.
Oh, I haven't heard this, okay.
I'm begging.
Oh, yes.
And number one.
Now, baby.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Ah, there we go.
Over 600 million streams globally for this song.
Wow. Good music. Some good music out this year, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brittany. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Virgin Radio 104.4 live here on the Chris Fade Show.
Yes, it is indeed. Let's fill some time while Chris gets the music for me.
I don't need time filled, Rossi. I don't need. I'm always good. Come on.
What a professional.
Are you ready?
Is the echo on?
It's on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the greatest game in the history of the world, like ever!
It's not.
It is Celebrity Rhyme Time! What happens here is, I'm going to give you a couple of lines. A celebrity is doing something strange. You have to provide me with the answer, but it has to rhyme.
Okay.
Give me an example here, Ross.
The example I use every single time. 007, the spy, has fallen in a small lake.
James Bond has fallen into a pond.
The answer is rhyming. Well done to you, Chris. Okay. Keep scores, Nala. Here we go. Chris versus Pretty. With your name.
This is where it all goes wrong.
Go.
The robot leader of the Transformers has broken the law.
Chris.
Chris is in there.
Optimus Prime has committed a crime.
Word for word answer, Chris Fade winning 1-0.
Transformers, Morbin.
Next one up, Jamaican Rastafarian and reggae legend is on a motorbike sometimes.
Chris! We did this last time.
Chris. Bob Marley is riding a Harley.
Word for word answer, Chris Fade again.
I got this one last time.
Here's a new one for you, Pretty.
Killing it, yes.
The drummer from the Beatles is consuming a very expensive food made from
Chris. Ringo Starr is eating caviar.
He's on fire today.
Yes.
Despite having not a lot of sleep.
Yes.
Next one out. Walrus of Love soul singer who sang You're My First, Last and Everything.
What?
Is illiterate.
Oh, I don't know.
You're my first.
No. You're my first. You're my last. My everything.
Elvis Presley.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
Barry White. Chris, he's illiterate.
Yeah.
Barry White is not so bright. No, can't. Because I'm illiterate. I can't even say the word illiterate.
Quick, before the music runs out, get the answer.
Barry White.
Can't.
He can't see sights. He's not sights.
Illiterate.
He's all might. He's twite. He's Barry White is light.
He's not.
Bright.
He's not bright. That bright.
He can't do something.
He's not bright. He's
illiterate.
Can't write.
Yes.
He can't get it right.
Can't write.
He can't read or write.
He can't get it right.
Barry White can't read or write.
You can't get it right.
Oh, that's the answer.
Yes.
Last one.
Go.
There's another one, really?
Winner takes all.
McDonald's most famous burger is enjoying a card game.
Chris.
Don't finish.
The Big Mac.
Yeah.
Is enjoying...
Is playing.
Is playing. Blackjack.
Yeah!
That was amazing.
Just in time.
That was
so good.
Oh,
no, the music's still going.
I just won game. I am winner.
Gracious winner.
I am best person ever. You can't beat me.
Can't beat me.
You won't come close.
Oh, dear.
You won't ever do it.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your hands? What's happening?
Nah, I can't stop doing it.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Oh, yeah, RackBank ready to go. We're ready to go, and I think Jeff is ready to go. Good morning.
Woo! Finally, I've made it.
You got it.
Yes.
I've made it.
You got it, mate. How you feeling, Jeff?
I'm feeling really good. I'm on my way to work. I can't believe I made it.
Good on you, man. What do you do? What do you do for work, Jeff?
I'm an IT engineer.
Art engineer.
Well, what's that? What does an art engineer do?
I provide support, technical support for, you know, computers, tablets, all of networks, all of that kind of stuff.
That is called an art engineer?
IT.
Sorry. Oh, IT. I was like, you're an art engineer. I've never heard of this.
I'm sorry.
So what I do is, as people are painting, I make sure the canvas pieces are stuck together and I make sure that everything is. I'm the engineer behind all the art.
Right.
Well, listen, man, let's get you some cash right now. We've got 10 questions. You get them all right in 60 seconds. You will win 10,000 dirhams cash. Otherwise, we will give you 100 dirhams for every question that you get right, okay?
Sounds good. I'm really nervous.
All right, man. It's good to be more nervous. You're live on Facebook as well. All right. Yeah, you know.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
Excuse us, Chris is just pointing to the camera.
I'm doing it to the cameras as well now. Come on.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Good luck. Let's do this. 60 seconds on the clock, Jeff.
Come on, Jeff.
Your time begins right now. Which rapper's Instagram is Champagne Puppy?
Drake.
Who sings the songs Before You Go and Someone You Loved?
Shawn Mendes.
Which rapper's catchphrase is Major Key?
Can you repeat that, please?
Which rapper's catchphrase is Major Key?
Pass.
What hotel group owns the Burj Al Arab?
Jumeirah.
What singer has albums named Divide, Plus, and Equals?
Pass.
Which DJ includes a cake throw in his set?
Pass.
What actor plays the role of Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
What company released the Switched game console?
Nintendo.
Canelo Alvarez is what kind of sportsman?
Football.
Who is Ben Affleck's brother?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Before You Go and Someone You Loved?
Pass.
Which rapper's catchphrase is Major Key?
I don't know.
How about another one?
That's DJ Khaled.
Yes, yeah. give him that one.
Give him
another one.
Another one. Another
thank
one.
You. Thank you. It means you've won 500 dirhams cash, mate. Well done.
Another one.
Well done, brother. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate you. You got 500 dirhams courtesy of Rack Bank and us here on the Chris Fade Show. So well done, okay?
Amazing. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate this.
You're welcome, bro. Lewis Capaldi sings the songs Before You Go. Ed Sheeran has the albums Divide, Plus, and Equals. DJ Steve Aoki throws those cakes. He's a boxer. Canelo Alvarez, and one of the greatest to live and do it. And Casey Affleck. I interviewed him on the red carpet at the Oscars about 3 years ago.
You did, yeah.
Interesting character. Good guy. He seemed nice. But Casey Affleck is the brother of... Ben Affleck. We will do it again. Yeah, we will do another one.
Another one.
Another one tomorrow. Tomorrow, 7:10, right here on Virgin Radio.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
All right, what's going on here, Pretty Malik?
Let's start with Drake versus Kanye West. So, you know, they've been feuding for a little while here. And if you missed it, Kanye had posted the location of Drake's Toronto mansion, right?
Oh, no.
Now, everyone is laughing, though, around the world because it is public knowledge where Drake lives. You can literally search where his house is and you'll find it.
So it was already there, was it?
Yeah, so he thought he was leaking his address, but he's not. Drake got onto his Instagram, was laughing on his story, so that's done. And then I came across this. Kanye West has filed documents to legally change his name from Kanye Omari West to Ye. He just wants to be known as Ye.
He's the new prince.
Yeah, he says it's for personal reasons, so... changing it from Kanye Omari West.
Yay!
Well done.
Y-E. Yay! So, that's interesting.
Kanye, forget all that. Can you just release your album? That would be great.
Yeah, I know.
Let's talk Ben Affleck. He was spotted visiting a Tiffany's this week in California. Everyone went crazy. They're like, wow, is he ready to propose to Jennifer Lopez already? The answer is no.
Okay.
So what? This is actually cute. So Ben was at this place called the Century City Mall in California with his kids and his mother. And
I go there. That's where Ben Affleck was?
Yeah, so they were doing a scavenger hunt. So his kids and him and his mom were doing a little scavenger hunt.
Well, that's good.
And Tiffany's was one of the stores on the list. He had to go find something in the store, so that's why he was
there.
Have
you seen the tattoo that Ben Affleck has on his back?
Yeah, the phoenix.
He's got like a massive bird. Like, his whole back is tattooed.
Really?
Yeah,
I never knew that. Phoenix rising from the ashes.
Oh. I'm surprised an actor gets that.
Yeah.
I just think that's great. He's with his ex-wife playing a game with
the
kids.
No, just the kids and his mom.
Okay, his mom, yeah.
Yeah, but he's got a good relationship with Jennifer Garner.
Okay.
Finally, I know you boys are so excited about this. That's why I put this story in.
This is sarcasm.
Yep. Reggae Jean Page.
Oh, Thumbhead. Thumbhead's back.
He has been announced as the latest celebrity to collaborate with the meditation app Calm. Oh. He has voiced a 32-minute sleep story.
He's so boring to put you to sleep.
Narrating The Prince and the Naturalist. Have a listen to Reggae Jean Page.
I don't want to listen to
it. Yes, you will.
Do we really?
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Reggae Jean Page.
Another one.
Hey,
tonight, I'll be accompanying you as we travel back through time to old England. We'll join a naturalist on a perfect English summer afternoon
on a beach
as he makes his way to the country retreat of a royal family.
How amazing is that? Yes.
Did you join a naturist on a beach?
That didn't do it for me. I'm sorry.
That was great. I mean, I like him. And in the UK as well, he's just been reading kids' bedtime stories.
He does. Well,
see, did you just say you like him?
I've switched him over.
We've been having a go at this guy for the last, like, how long? And now you've just gone, I like him. You've just thrown me under.
I know, Chris. I'm sorry to throw you under the bus here, but I watched one of his bedtime stories where he reads them to the kids. And now...
Does he have
kids? I think he's great.
No.
Well, that's weird.
No. How? It's like if I were to read a story.
Yeah, you're, you know, an older female.
I'm an older female.
This guy's like a, you know, he's one of the hottest men in the world right now. He's got a
great voice.
He ain't reading my kids no bedtime stories, thumbhead.
Leave him alone.
Hit us with your tag.
Why is he jealous? Peace out, home fries.
If we ever get an interview with him, I'm going to be so nice, though.
I was just glued to your Instagram yesterday, Chris, because you did the coolest thing ever. You went on the AIM Dubai.
Unbelievable. I can't believe it's up.
It's here.
It's there. It's working. It's going around. I wrote it.
Okay. And the size of them inside the pods.
Man, I tell you, it is unbelievable. The AIM Dubai, obviously down there on Blue Waters, across from JBR, we've seen this beautiful observation wheel being built for how many years? And last night had the honor of hosting the press conference alongside Dubai Holding, and of course AIM Dubai, and we had it was so cool. We had the COO of Entertainment, Mohammed Sharaf, and we had Ron Drake, who's the GM of AIM Dubai, and there was the press from all around the UAE, but also around the Middle East. It was getting translated into Arabic and some other languages. And it was just absolutely brilliant to be able to be there on such a momentous day, a night, an evening. Because when you think about it, like, this structure, the AIM Dubai, is going to be a structure that the world will talk about. It'll be another one.
It's,
you know, you've got the Big Ben, you've got the Sydney Opera House, you've got the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And yes, we have the Burj Al Arab. Yes, we have the Burj Khalifa. But ladies and gentlemen, we have the AIM Dubai. And this was just remarkable.
Okay, so from start to finish. So you've hosted the press conference and then you got the opportunity to actually go on it into the pod. So when you walk in, what is it like? Because it's, what, 250 meters, right?
In height, yeah. They call them cabins.
Cabins, okay.
So the cabin, it's huge. A cabin is as big as our radio studio right now.
Really?
I put a photo up on my Instagram if you want to go check that out, at Chris Fade. A cabin, it's like a, man, I tell you, my first studio apartment that I lived in King's Cross in Sydney was about the size of this cabin.
Wow.
I lived in a place this big.
Wow.
It's so cool. There are 19 experiences that you can have. And
ooh.
We're going to get the GM Ron on in the next 10 minutes because I want him to explain what you can do there. But it truly is unbelievable. You get in it. I was a little anxious actually because I had been on one in Vegas, the high roller they call it.
Yeah.
And I remember being up there and I was a little scared as I got up And I knew this one was a lot taller and a lot higher and a lot bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But being in that cabin, it took it all away. You don't feel it. We had a drink up there. It's just remarkable. I couldn't believe it. And you're up there, and it goes very the whole circle.
Yeah, how long does it take?
From start to finish, you're on there for about 40 minutes.
Mm. Okay, that's good.
But you can do. You can stay on there for like two spins and you can have dinner up there.
I noticed in one of the pods, chairs and tables, full dinner set.
Yeah, we'll get Ron on, the GM. Actually, yeah, let's line him up.
Okay, sure.
Because he'll be able to explain exactly what's going on. But I just wanted to say, well done, Dubai Holding. Well done, Ain Dubai. Well done, Dubai and the UAE. Because it's another amazing moment. It's another just... a wow moment for this city again. I've been here for 13 years and these moments, they come every so often.
Yeah.
You know, they just, and that was it. When I sat there last night, just looking underneath and just looking, staring up at this thing, you don't realize how big this is until you're underneath it. Oh. You've seen it in photos. You've seen it on Instagram. Of course. You've seen it, you know, maybe you've even driven past it at Blue Waters.
Yeah.
Until you stand underneath it, it is just absolutely mind-blowing. Officially opens October 21st.
And bookings are now open at aindubai.com.
You can get on it. I'm sure it's going to sell out. aindubai.com.
Yes.
On the phone right now is the GM of Ain Dubai. Ladies and gentlemen, he started from the bottom, now is here. It's Ron Drake with us.
Woo.
Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
Mate, Ron, you're an absolute superstar, by the way. I had a good little 5-minute, 10-minute conversation with Ron earlier last night. Good guy, mate. You got great energy around you, man. Really, you do.
I appreciate that. Appreciate you being part of our celebration last night, Chris. It was fantastic having you being a part of the launch of the Ain Dubai.
Thank you, mate. Listen, it was flawless. I had my first opportunity to go around the Ain Dubai. Just remarkable what you guys have created. I was trying to explain to the guys, it's more than just getting into a cabin and going in a circle there. You guys have got like 19 different experiences. Is that right?
Chris, we had to create a lot of options to keep people coming back for more and more. So we have an incredible view, which I believe you saw last night.
Yeah.
We created beverage on board, private celebration cabins, perfect for birthdays and anniversaries, all those kind of fun things. We've really created something quite unique.
Can you get married in a cabin?
Yep.
You can get married in a cabin. You can have your friends in there and have an intimate celebration. In fact, from our video shoot, we had a video of somebody proposing, but it was actually real. The guy did propose, and she accepted.
Wow, that's awesome!
Oh, I saw the video last night, and I thought, gosh, that proposal looked pretty legit. They're great actors. Was that a real proposal?
That's so cool.
That was a real proposal. Yeah, it certainly was.
Yeah, it is truly breathtaking. Once we went up and we got to the top, I was just looking down at JBR, Blue Water, Caesar's Palace is right there.
Yeah.
You can see the Palm Island, like it's the World Islands. You can see the Palm.
The sunset from one of those is going to be amazing, isn't it? Because Caesar's Palace has got one of the best sunsets in the country, right?
Yeah, and Ron, so operating hours right now when it does open, it starts from, is it 12 p.m.?
Sure, from 12 noon to 10 o'clock, and we'll extend hours as we get later in the holiday celebration season.
Got it.
And tickets start at how much if we just want to go and have a go?
$130 for our entry-level tickets for adults and $100 for kids 3 to 12.
It's really, really cool. As we said, October 21st is the official launch date. AinDubai.com has got your tickets if you want to get on there and just have it. Maybe just put them aside. You can book ahead. You can get the dates ahead and just lock it in. You may have some family coming in. We're expecting a lot of tourists, obviously, for Expo, you know, coming into the city. This is definitely going to be the spot. This is where they're going to go, right?
We are a must visit. We really are. By the combination of what we have over there, what you experienced last night, we really feel like the Ain Dubai is a unique entertainment proposition for Dubai.
Well done, mate. Super proud of you. Super proud of the team, and good luck for the next few days and months as you guys get really ready for the world to come and visit. So congratulations again. That's your GM of the Ain Dubai, Mr. Ron Drake. Woo-hoo! Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everyone.
got to say, probably the biggest guest that we've ever had in the studio.
Literally.
Like, literally the biggest guest in the studio. Hit it.
He's a former European and world's strongest man, winning the first ever Arnold Strongman Classic. And he won all those in the same year. Hailing from Iceland, you may know him as Sir Gregor Clegane in Game of Thrones. It's Hafþór Bjornsson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah! Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, my friend. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Mate, absolute pleasure, man. Absolute pleasure. I mean, yeah, I guess, do you get over it? Do you get over people just looking at the size of you, man? When, because it is, you walk into a room and you've just taken it. You've literally just walked into this studio.
Yeah.
We've had many guests come into this studio, but the size of you. Do you ever get over it? Do you ever like, oh, man, just stop looking at me. I know I'm a big boy. Get over it, you know?
I mean, I guess I'm just used to it. Like, it's more like if I'm hanging out with friends and stuff like that, they're like, oh my god, everyone's just looking and staring at you. I was like, really? Really? Like, I'm more just used to it.
You're used to it, aren't you? What's your height at?
6'9".
6'9".
205 centimeters.
205 centimeters, and you, I mean, the heaviest you've ever been? What was it?
I was once 208 kilograms.
208 kilograms.
Yeah,
Rossi, you're 116, and you're, you know, talking about dropping some weight here.
Yeah,
208.
That's unbelievable. Is it true that your brothers are taller than you?
I actually don't have any brothers. Oh. I have two sisters.
Oh, and
they are quite tall. Yeah, it's a rumor. You know how, you know, internet sometimes can be, you know, the news can sometimes make up stuff. Yeah, that's just BS.
So, I mean, again, former European and world strongest man, how does that feel, having the strongest man title under your belt? Like, this is there's no one on the planet Earth, on this planet, that is stronger than you.
Feels great, man. Feels great. Yeah, I won that title back in 2018. I'm obviously not as strong as today. I've lost more than 50 kilograms. I'm roughly 150 kilograms today. But, I mean, it feels great to win something that you worked very hard for more than a decade. I started my strongman career back in 2009 and literally won everything there is to win in that sport.
Would you go to bed just, if I was the strongest man in the world, I'd go to bed just going, I'm the strongest man in the world. Like,
yeah, it feels good, especially when you work so hard for it, you know, when you finally reach your goal. I was for many, many, many years in third and second place, and when I finally won it, it felt absolutely incredible.
What inspired you to go for that title?
I guess the history in strongman, you know, we in Iceland, I mean, we have very strong people in Iceland. John Paul Sigmundsson won the title 4 times, and then Magnus Magnusson won the title 4 times.
What have you got in Iceland? Like, why are you boys
Vikings? That's a very good question, and being asked that many times, because if you look at the population, we're only 360,000 people. This is extremely small number, but we won the title 9 times, which is the second most ever by any country.
Wow.
United States is the only country that has won it more often than us, which is incredible. Look at all these big nations, and we're here, this small, tiny island with only 350,000 people, and we've won it 9 times. That's pretty impressive. So you wonder, is it the water?
Like, what
is it? Yeah,
because you got, you know, the you guys are big. You guys are like
Big, yeah. And so we wonder, like, is it the war? Is it because is the condition that we went through back in the old days? You know, it was. Iceland was rough. It was hard to live there, so only the strongest people survived. So we just built strong people throughout
the
years. I don't know. Maybe combination of everything, you know.
All right, we've got him in the studio right now, Hafthor. He's going to hang out with us. There's a lot of I want to ask you. I know you've got a big fight coming up. I want to talk about what you're doing outside of what you do. I know you're getting into foods and yogurts, from what I understand. We are going to talk Game of Thrones as well, because we have to.
Yeah.
So are you cool to hang out with us? He's all cool?
Absolutely.
All right, there he is. The man is in the studio. Hang out. There's so much going on. Let's go back. Game of Thrones, how did it all happen? Because was that one of the biggest moments that really sort of propelled you to, I guess, household audiences, American people knowing you, the world knowing who you were?
Yeah, absolutely. It happened all quite slowly. I remember, it's actually quite a funny story. If I tell it, I give myself quite time to tell it. I'll try to be quick, though, because we only have so much time. So it happened, I was just in Iceland, training like usual. I get a message on my Facebook page.
Okay.
So I have this fan page there, I get a message there, asked if I'm interested to do an audition for Game of Thrones. And when I see it, I'm just like, oh, that's just some kind of
I can't believe
that's true, because I wasn't an actor, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't have any acting experience. So when I first saw the message, I didn't think it was true. So I didn't even reply to it.
Oh my gosh!
And then a week later, I got a phone call, and I was asked "Hey, we sent you a message. Are you interested to do this audition? They're filming now in Iceland." And I was like, "Sure." I go in, obviously super nervous. I had no clue what was going to happen. They asked me all kind of questions, asked me to pick up a guy and some stuff, and I do that.
They asked you to pick up a guy, a human. They said, can you pick him up?
Yeah, literally. There was just like, are you strong enough to pick up a guy? And I was like, let's try. Sure.
You picked him up like a feather. It was just
did they even look at you?
They haven't found the guy he picked up. He's still gone.
Yeah, he's still gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, after that, I met up with a guy called CC Smith. He's a very popular short teacher for Game of Thrones and other big movies as well. After that meeting, I got the job.
Okay. Wow. And how was the whole experience? Like being on, as you said, you're not an actor. How was that whole experience?
Was it boring?
Boring. I mean, no. It was great. It was unbelievable experience, and something that I will carry on for the rest of my life. You know, being on a show like that is just incredible and really hard to describe in words, because you learn so much from it.
And it's interesting, because it's the first time you've ever acted. And you're on one of the biggest shows ever, Game of Thrones. It's like, it's historical. We'll be talking about Game of Thrones in 20 years' time. That's pretty cool, right?
It is incredibly cool. Because it's just so ironic and so strange to start almost at the top, because it was so popular, so big.
Yeah.
And then everything else I did afterwards was just so small.
Yeah. You started so high. You started too high there, man. That was the problem. Who do we have in the studio a few years back?
Nikolai Calder. What's the...
Nikolai.
We had Nikolai from Game of Thrones here in the studio as well.
He's actually from Denmark, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
And he was talking about just the experience itself, like the crew, and you guys formed a bit of a family at the time. It was just a really unbelievable experience, which is great. Would you do it again if they said, hey, we're going to do another whole series, a couple of series of Game of Thrones? Would you be like, yo, I'm in again, let's do it?
I would do it again. I would do it again for sure. It was hard, though, some of my parts, because I had to wear very heavy armor for most of my shoots. And then in the last season, they did a heavy, heavy makeup on me.
Okay.
I had to wake up 2 a.m. in the morning, do a makeup for the whole day, and then film the whole day. So I was exhausted.
Yeah,
Not very cool. Not very cool at all. Let's move on to this boxing fight that you're doing right now. It's very interesting, because Eddie Hall, also known as one of the strongest men, you're going up against him. You've gone, okay, well, you know what? We're going to come together right now. We're going to get in the ring, and we're going to fight here. Is that right?
That is right. Yep, we're gonna fight, and it's gonna be great. I'll knock him out probably in the third round.
Third round.
I like that. You're going to knock him out in the third round. This is a prediction here.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to knock him out too fast. I want to make him hurt. I want to make him feel those punches. So after those two rounds, I'll go in the third one and I'll go knock him out.
So you're going to give him a little bit of a chance, which he doesn't have.
Not
but then
really
let him know.
Chance, but I'll just jab him quite hard in the face.
Right.
Does he not know what he's walking into? Do you think he doesn't realize what he's walking into?
I think so. I think he's very cocky.
Yes.
I'm just sitting here saying I'm going to knock him out third round. Sounds like I'm the cocky one.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I'm very confident in my ability to knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
I've trained very hard. I've sparred very hard. I've done a lot of exhibition matches, you know.
Mm.
So I have a bit more experience. And, hopefully next year we're going to fight. We're not fighting now, September 18th, because he got injured.
Oh, okay.
Do you believe that he got injured?
Do I believe it?
Or do you think he just wants more time for preparation after seeing you?
That's a good question.
Because that's what I would do. If I was seeing you training, I'll be like, yo, tell him I'm injured. I need 3 more months.
Yeah, maybe that was his plan.
Okay.
To fake an injury so he could have more time. I wouldn't blame him.
But we're set for the 18th of September?
18th of September. I'm still fighting here in Dubai.
Yep.
Make sure to keep an eye on that.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
Awesome.
Do you watch him train? Like, are you Facebook stalking him to see what he's doing?
I don't really follow him too much, but sometimes I see stuff from him because, you know, I have fans and other people that send me everything that he does.
Yeah. Mm.
So obviously it's sometimes impossible to see stuff that he does.
Mm. You're so confident doing that. In about 5 to 10 minutes, I've got a challenge for you here that we're going to put you up against. Because, I mean, you're so strong. And I'm just looking at your hands. Your hands are the size of, I think, my entire torso. His hands is the size of you. So we're going to try to put you up on a challenge. Real quickly, what do you eat? What do you consume? How much food are you consuming? Because you were 205 kilos. You've now cut weight for this fight. You're still sitting at 155, roughly. What are you at right now?
150 kg.
What does someone of your stature consume? What do you have for breakfast?
Breakfast, 2 eggs, some oatmeal, blueberries. That's about it.
Hold on a second. That's what I have for breakfast, so this is not right. I've got to consume. I'm trying to cut weight. I'm having the same breakfast.
So 2 eggs, oatmeal, blueberries is your breakfast.
Yes.
Okay, then.
And actually some chicken as well. I have 200 grams of chicken also.
For breakfast?
Is it a bucket of oatmeal, maybe, or is it a small portion?
It's 100 grams.
100 grams. Okay.
Do you snack between that? Then you got lunch. What do you have between lunch?
Yeah, then at lunch I have
a cow.
Almost 230 grams of beef tenderloin.
Uh-huh.
With some rice, 140 grams, and then vegetables, 100 grams.
Wow.
The third meal is chicken again, 230 grams roughly, with 200 grams of potatoes and then 100 grams of vegetables. The fourth meal is salmon. 230 grams with 100 grams of rice.
You've got this maths. This is you've got it all down pat, huh?
Yeah.
But what's your junk food craving? What do you crave?
I mean, I love food. That's my biggest weakness.
Is it what's that one thing? Cheat meal. What are you reaching for?
I don't really have one thing, but I love pizza.
Pizza's great.
I love pizza. Yeah. Love burgers.
Yeah.
Love ice cream. I'm a big ice cream guy.
What's your flavor?
Vanilla.
Yes, I have found my person.
Plain vanilla.
I love vanilla ice cream.
Now the challenge is for the next year. I want you to be a vegan. His face. He just went, what? What would happen? What would could you survive? Have you ever done a day without meat?
Good question. I don't think so. I love meat.
Yeah.
I honestly love meat.
Same with me.
I could eat steak every day, all day.
I hear you. All right. Well, listen. He's going to hang out. We're going to go. I know you got to go because you got a lot to do. But we're going to keep you just for about five more minutes here. We have a challenge for the mountain, for the man. We've got a challenge for him, which I don't think he's going to be able to do.
Ooh.
He's so confident, but let's see if he can do it. Plus, I want to talk about other aspects in your life that you're getting into. Hang out. We've learned so much about you. We actually have Pretty holding the microphone because you're standing up right now, and Pretty barely can reach your mouth.
I need the step stool.
You do actually need the step stool, right? Thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, guys. She's holding the mic because I have to have my hands free.
Yeah, that's
now
right.
Now is the competition, and thank you so much for helping me out.
I got you.
Okay, so the idea here, before we get into this, I just want to ask real quickly, I know that you've released some type of yogurt. What is this? What else have you got going on? Because amongst the fighting and being the strongest man and being Game of Thrones, you're now doing sort of FMCG, as we call it. You're out in the food market. What's this?
Yes, it's called Skyr, Thor Skyr. And it's very similar to yogurt, and ever since I was a young child, I used to eat skyr a lot, and skyr is very popular in Iceland.
So it's like a yogurt?
It's like a yogurt, and I'm super excited to bring this to America now, in a few states, and then hopefully the UAE and elsewhere in the world, because, I'm all about health and all about, you know, healthy food, healthy diet. And
100%. What's the benefits of I've never heard of skyr?
Skyr.
What's the benefit of it?
It's very high in protein. It has some good probiotics, and it's low in fat and sugar. Only has 1 gram of sugar in it, and so it's very good and healthy for you.
So good.
What's the name of it? What's it called?
Thor Skyr.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, good. Listen, hopefully we get it here in the UAE as well. I know that you're spending some time here, which is great. You're training at a few of the gyms. Where do you train out here?
I train at Strong Gym. They have a very good facility there where I train every single day. Have a very good strongman facility, powerlifting, bodybuilding. It's basically just for anyone that wants to train and get healthier.
Sure.
Plus, they have they're opening an amazing boxing facility as well next door, where they will have a boxing bag, boxing ring, and other things.
This is great, man. Well, we're happy to have you in the country. As we said, we've got a challenge for you right now. You've done so much in your career. Now, I don't believe you're going to be able to do this, but you are confident. You think you can do this. I'm giving you a 4-minute timer, which we can see here in the studio. And what we're going to try to get you to do, the mountain, the man, is to literally just thread a needle. So we have I've got my old grandmother's, my teta's sewing box here. You're going to have to open it up. We have one needle. We have a thread in there, and you're going to have to just try to get it through the little hole, all right? You have 4 minutes to do it. Do you think you can do this?
I truly think I can.
Okay.
But then again, it is quite small.
Yeah, it's a small hole. It's a small hole. Okay.
Like 4 minutes is a long time. I can do it.
You can do it.
If you believe you can, it all starts to believing in yourself.
Yes.
The moment you stop believing, it's the moment you failed.
I love that.
If I would have said, I would not have. Like, if I would have said, no, I can't do it, it's way too small.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. But because of the mindset, it's possible.
Come on!
Well, yes. My mindset is telling me that you're not going to do it, okay?
Oh!
I don't believe. I don't think you can do it, all right? So here we go, right here on the Chris Fade Show. The mountain, he's got 4 minutes to thread a needle. Your time starts right now.
Go!
Oh, here we go, Chris.
He's opened up the box here. He's got Teta's. Now he's going to struggle just to get. Oh, now he's got to get the needle out of. He's now got the needle. That took a little bit of time, but he's there. He's now examining the needle. Now it is a regular sized needle, but it does have a very small hole. He's gone for the yellow thread.
He's very calm.
He's actually very delicate. Oh, we've given him scissors, and he knows exactly what to do. He's now cut the thread. Now his hands are about the size of a car. So him trying to do this. Is okay. He's very calm. He's actually put the thread now. Here he goes. He's trying to insert the thread into the hole. If he does this in under, if he actually does, yes, it's this. Now I did. Now he's had a failure. The thread is already broken, but he's still going.
Look at the concentration, Chris.
Can we get a close up of that? There we are filming this, and this will come out later on.
Can I give a tip?
Go. No tips yet.
I want to help.
We're 60 seconds in. You've got 3 minutes.
Yes, that's right.
There it is.
That's the
He's just licked the thread, and that is a huge bonus.
Come
huge
on, Thor. Bonus. Come on.
It hardens the string, you see. What? How are you feeling right now? Are you still confident?
I am.
Yeah.
He's sweating.
Two words. He says he... Now, remember... The world record for the heaviest deadlift at 501 kilos. He's won the world's strongest man how many times? He's in the boxing ring demolishing everyone. He's one of the favorites on Game of Thrones. He's a father. He's a husband. But ladies and gentlemen, is he going to be able to thread the needle?
Come
Hold on.
On. What?
Hold on.
What?
He just thread the needle.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Guys.
Oh my God, they get...
Believe.
Yeah, it's so true.
The moment you believe, guys, you can do anything you want.
Look yes! at that. It's so true. I honestly...
Wow.
I was doubting you. I tried before the show. I couldn't get it in 2.5 minutes. And I thought to myself, okay, I got fat fingers, right? But your hands are just massive. You did it.
I did.
Now,
I believe.
Is this a better feeling than winning the world's strongest man?
Yeah, it was actually a good feeling because you doubted me a lot. So I feel quite proud of myself. Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Yes.
I'm proud of myself.
Look at this. He's a... Mate, you're an absolute legend. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Virgin Radio, right here on the Chris Fade Show. We appreciate your time, man.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Absolutely appreciate coming here. It's a great vibe here. You guys are amazing.
Thank you,
all
man.
All the best to you guys.
You are, and you're going to absolutely demolish Eddie Hall. I can already feel it. I know that's going to happen.
That is going to happen.
All right, my man. There he is. Give him one more big round of applause. Thank you. The Mountain from Game of Thrones join us in the studio. Great interview, guys. You guys did very well.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You guys, no, I'm just saying, you guys, a lot of research was done for this interview, Rossi.
Thank you, mate.
Mate, the research that you did for that interview was amazing, and you could tell in the interview. Have a listen.
That's unbelievable. Is it true that your brothers are taller than you?
I actually don't have any brothers. Oh. I have two sisters. They are quite tall.
Very funny.
Rossi doing research on the interview. He says, you've got two brothers that are very tall. He doesn't even have any brothers. Just one more time, hold on.
That's unbelievable. Is it true that your brothers are taller than you?
I actually don't have any brothers. Oh. I have two sisters. They are quite tall.
Rossi always on point. He's always on point, ladies and
just
gentlemen.
Just a little bit wrong.
Tesha, Derulo right now, Virgin. We've got those tickets to Wayne Brady next. Get ready. We've got some bad jokes. Morning. You're on the Chris Fade Show. Oh, yeah. Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us. For your, what are we, Wednesday already?
Wednesday,
this is good. This
yes.
is good. How awesome. Thanks to the Mountain from Game of Thrones, Thor, for joining us. Half Thor, that is. Great guy. We had him do a needle and thread competition. He's the world's strongest man. His hands are about the size of a car, yeah. and he was able to do it, right?
You know what? He was so calm throughout that whole thing. I think we've all learned something from him.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Be calm, be confident,
I totally agree.
It.
Listen, have a great day, whatever you do. Have a good one from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.